to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
If you listen to the president,
thousands of teachers and educators will be laid off.
It sounds like a disaster movie. Child care canceled for tens of thousands of kids, long airport security lines, flight delays with a shortage of controllers, and military cuts that will leave us second rate, according to the defense secretary. But those cuts, 5 to 7% for most government departments, will be phased in over the next 7 months. And no workers will stay home, furloughed, for at least a month. Still, the cuts are across the board, and that worries supporters of the Defense Department.
All right, there's David Curley on ABC talking about the sequester cuts, which are scheduled to automatically go into effect on Friday. Are you happy about it? 888-302-3684. I'm so tired of listening to the fear-mongers, the BSers, the garbage that's spewing out of the mouths of a lot of these people who have their own little fiefdom or fiefdom to protect, aren't you? Doesn't it really trouble you? Man, I'll tell you, this stuff goes on and on and on, and we talk about it on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, starting off the new week with a review of the Sunday morning news and information programs, the interview shows that are on television that sow the seeds for most of the discussion during the earlier part of the week. And pretty much everything yesterday was about sequester, maybe a little about the Oscars, but for the most part, it was about what do we do under the circumstances with the horror of cutting the budget, the defense department, all this nonsense. My God, what garbage. The Defense Department is so bloated, and so is every other. If we had anybody with management skills, they'd fix the problem. Here is Chris Wallace on Fox talking to Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma and Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri about whether they think the sequester will be averted.
Will the sequester happen? Will those $85 billion in spending cuts kick in on Friday? Senator Coburn.
Yes, it will, and it's not $85 billion because it's a pro-rata portion of that till the end of this year, so it won't be a full $85 billion.
But it's going to kick in.
It will kick in, but at a pro-rata rate, so you're not going to see $85 billion all of a sudden shrink from the federal government.
Senator McCaskill, do you agree it's going to happen?
Well, unless the Republicans are willing to compromise and do a balanced approach, I think it will kick in. I'm a little confused about the Republican position at this point. It appears that Speaker Boehner doesn't have any kind of bill that he can even put on the floor of the House that could pass within his caucus, and I think there is a little bit of a civil war that's broken out among the Republican ranks.
Wait a minute, Senator McCaskill. The fact is, the House has passed two measures to replace the sequester cuts with other spending cuts, equal in size, but with other cuts. They've actually passed something out of the House. Your Senate hasn't passed anything.
They passed it last year, Chris, but they've not put anything. There's a new Congress now. Those bills have no effect of law now.
I know, but
and
you never
we
passed
are dealing
anything.
With this in five. Well, we will vote on something this week, and it will be a balanced approach. It will do both spending cuts, and it will close some loopholes, some really important loopholes that need to be closed, just from a sense of fairness in our tax code.
Who defines fairness would have been the next question that I would have asked of Senator McCaskill. How about you, if you could interview some of these people, what would you ask? 888-302-3684, email to Doug@DougSteffen.com. Over on NBC, Meet the Press, David Gregory talks to Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, Governor Deval Patrick of Massachusetts, about how the president is handling the upcoming sequester.
There's a broader question here about leadership of executives, and you're both executives. How tough is it in a second term? How are those challenges different as you move forward and you have a little bit more experience behind you, Governor?
Well, look, my recommendation to the president is it's time to stop campaigning. It is time to actually do the job here in Washington, D.C. In our second term, for example, last year we passed one of the most sweeping educational reform laws in the country, giving real choice to our kids, putting great teachers in the classroom, reforming our tenure laws, letting the dollars follow the child. This year, like my colleague, we're proposing tax, significant tax reform. We've got different ideas about that. We're trying to get rid of the income tax in Louisiana. My advice to the president is stop the campaigning. Stop sending out your cabinet secretaries to scare the American people. Roll up your sleeves and do the hard work of governing. I'm for closing those loopholes, by the way. Let's use those revenues to lower tax rates so we can grow the economy so we don't have the world's highest corporate income tax rates. So we put more money in the private sector economy. Now, Walmart and other companies are saying, thanks to the tax increases, they're actually seeing business slow down. We don't need more taxes. We need more private sector growth, not government growth.
Peggy Noonan is on the program, Governor Patrick, in her column yesterday, said, with the president, it's always government by freakout. Does she have a point about that? She says it's always cliff ceilings and looming catastrophes of Barack Obama, always government by freakout. That's what's happening now with the daily sequester warning. 700,000 children will be dropped from Head Start. 600,000 women and children will be dropped from aid programs. Meat won't be inspected. 7,000 TSA workers will be laid off. Customs workers too. Air traffic controllers. Mr. Obama has finally hit on his own version of national unity. Everyone gets scared together.
No one turns a phrase like Peggy. Look, this is not of the president's creation. You know, this president didn't campaign and hasn't wanted to govern by constantly being in conflict with congressional Republicans. But from the very beginning, remember, it was a leadership of the Republicans in the Senate who said that their number one agenda was to make this president a one-term president. And having won a second term, their number one agenda is to slow down the recovery of our economy. And that needs to be called out. It is a fact that a sequester is going to have an impact, particularly on education in our state, and I think also in Louisiana. It's going to have an impact on innovation investments. It's going to have an impact on infrastructure investments. And those three things have been the formula for our growing in Massachusetts faster than the national growth rate and coming out of recession faster than most other states. It's a winning formula for the nation as well, and we cannot slow that down.
Okay, so two governors, one a Republican and one a Democrat, talking about the president and his handling of the sequester. And David Gregory, who's not exactly a friend to the Republicans, points out accurately that the president has sent out all of his henchmen to scare the hell out of you and everybody else. We're not going to have this. We're not going to have that. No meat inspection. We're not having meat inspection anyway. And who doesn't travel, who doesn't cheer when you hear that 6,000 TSA workers be laid off under the circumstances? Air traffic controllers, not so much. But you know what? It reminds me of the local guy, the mayor of the city of Newton, Massachusetts, when faced with budget cuts, decides to close the swimming pools down in the summertime, that sort of thing. It's that kind of nonsense that makes people just despise politics and politicians, and with good reason. That's what all of this is about. It's all politics. It's all who's in charge, who's in control, and you get it in the neck as long as you keep putting up with this stuff by keeping the system as it is. 888-302-3684 on today's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome! A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Thank you for calling.
Republic Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. Nope. With our new HIT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger Safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
888-302-3684. It's interesting, the governor's meeting this weekend, National Governors Association, talking about the prospect of $85 billion in across-the-board federal spending cuts, are interested in the word flexibility, flexible federalism, says Delaware Governor Jack Markell, who's a Democrat, is actually the chair of the National Governors Association. Strong cooperative relationship between the states and the feds will solve the problems, and maybe that's the way some of these other people ought to be looking at it. From CBS, Face the Nation has Major Guerra talking to Governor Martin O'Malley of Maryland and Governor Bob McDonnell of Virginia about the efforts to work together. There, O'Malley's a Democrat and McDonnell is a Republican.
I understand you had a conversation yesterday, and you two, despite representing different parties, are trying to figure out some way to resolve this sequester across-the-board spending issue. What do you have to tell us?
Well, Governor McDonnell and I talk fairly often, actually, about issues that we share. And on both sides of the Potomac, we sit in the middle of a corridor of science and security, and this sequester stands to wipe out a lot of hard-fought job gains in Virginia and in Maryland. So for whatever our differences might be, we understand that this is an economic threat. This is going to hurt a lot of moms and dads in our region who go to work every day working in places like NIH and NSA and also the people that work in the private sectors that support our federal government in these important missions. So both of us hope that Congress will come together and find a way to avoid this sequester.
What's your message to Republicans in the Senate and the House, Governor McDonnell?
We got to get the job done. Major, it's been 18 months. The sequester was put in place to be a hammer, not a policy. And now here we are just a week away from getting it done. I think our major concern that Governor O'Malley and I have, because we're such a defense state, 19 installations, 25,000 defense contractors in Virginia, is you have to cut, because we're in bad shape, $17 trillion almost in debt now. But don't put 50% of the cuts on defense, our men and women in uniform, while we're still fighting a war in Afghanistan. That's not the right way to balance the cuts that are necessary. So find another way to do it and get it done now.
What are you two going to do in a unified way this next coming week? Because there's going to be a debate in the Senate, and if that's not resolved, these cuts begin on Friday.
Well, we're both going to be pushing our congressional delegations.
Will you be trying to reach out to the president?
Well, sure. I mean, we're going to meet with the president tonight. We're going to be meeting with him tomorrow, and no doubt this threat to our jobs recovery will come up. I mean, all of us have to balance budgets every year, Major. And in Maryland and Virginia, we've made the tough cuts. We've made the tough choices. And I congratulate Governor McDonnell. He just came through a tough legislative session where they applied a balanced approach. And that's what Congress needs to do. A balanced approach that allows us to create jobs and expand opportunity.
888-302-3684 as we take on the sequester discussion with more input from radio programs and then your calls here on the Countdown.
Is
this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Lots of web stuff when it comes to this sort of thing. It's all over the web, Twitter. I think other than the ladies' dresses that were on the red carpet last night for the Oscars, this may be the big deal of the day and the week, perhaps. Sequestering, and all of the things that go with it politically. 888-302-3684. As we move into the radio world with talk host Pat McMahon here, has financial analyst Dr. Dennis Hoffman on his program. They talk about how Congress and the President have arrived at the threat stage of this discussion.
Explain sequestration to us.
Sequestration is the result of a bargain between Congress and the President in July of 2011, when they had a, do you remember the debate over the raising the debt ceiling? The first time we got into this, which was prior to the fiscal cliff issue even. And the deal was, we're going to raise the debt ceiling, but we're going to address some spending issues down the road at a sequester date, and the original sequester date was the 1st of January of 2013, where unless Congress had made some hard and fast cuts that they'd all agreed upon, that automatic expenditure cuts would go in place of any agreement that Congress, in this case, failed to arrive at. Now, they then proceeded to kick that can down the road to the first week in March this year because they couldn't agree on sequester back in January. Sequester itself, the triggers are approximately $100 billion in cuts split between so-called social programs or domestic programs in health, education, welfare, and defense. It's kind of a 50-50.
But it sounds
split.
Painful. It sounds
very painful.
March the 1st, it sounds, I mean, particularly if you see the numbers that we've seen here locally, the defense cuts and the kinds of things that can affect thousands upon thousands upon thousands of jobs just in Arizona. So that then causes me to say, if they can't come to a decision about how to handle the deficit and how to handle the economy and our problems there. This is one of those things that seems to hurt everybody and not help anybody, because we're not just talking about cuts in Arizona. It's every state that is.
Absolutely. But it's a big deal in Arizona, Pat.
Sure.
You know, picture Arizona, without making your eyes glaze over here with all these numbers, but just for perspective, $250 billion economy, approximately. And we get on the order of $65 billion from the federal government that is sent our way every year. It's a good deal, by the way. We send them about $45 billion in total taxes, and we get about $65 billion back.
Isn't some of that the defense contract?
Oh, absolutely. $13 billion in direct procurement of things like Raytheon missiles and Boeing Apache helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it is in jobs, in health care, in social programs. Almost all of these dollars go to support jobs. So I think the image is that, you know, there's all this government spending, and a lot of folks think there's too much government spending, of course. And I think that they have this image of it just being thrown away. It's, you know, it's dumped in the ocean somewhere, or it goes to some bureaucrat. Quite often, I think if you dig into it, you'll find that these are jobs in your own region, your own city, your own state.
Listen to this discussion about how dependent your state may be on federal funds. Talk about living off the fat of the land. Why do we have so much? It's all phony, artificial stuff, cooked up stuff. What would be the unemployment rate if all these jobs went away, is what some people are asking. We'll have more on this and your calls coming up on The Countdown.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Government restrictions often hurt those who need help the most. For example, many states actually prohibit caterers from giving perfectly good, unserved food to homeless shelters and to other charities. I suppose such rules are adopted with good intentions, such as protecting the health of the poor. But if we look at such rules through the lens of liberty, we would ask ourselves, do we really mean to protect these people so thoroughly that they have to go to dumpsters for food? Are we so concerned about rules that we can't let people with extra food give it to the hungry? As Americans, we need to re-examine our priorities and assert our founding principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and self-government. The decision on whether such acts of charity might help or hurt others ought to be left to common sense, not government rules.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Kriebel Foundation.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
After the hour now, Monday the 25th of February, and our overview of what's going on conversationally on the News Talk radio stations and television. And so the last 24 to 48 hours has seen a continuation of the same sort of back and forth. Some of it, most of it, as a matter of fact, in my opinion, is a lot of baloney. What do you think? Get to your calls after we listen to a couple of more pieces of, let's see, one television show and two talk radio programs that we've monitored over the past 24 hours to sort of get the sense of where the nation is now. Speaking of that, from CNN, Candy Crowley talks here to Senator John McCain about the Congress and the President going on vacation instead of dealing with the reality of the fiscal situation.
Everyone thinks this is that bad things are going to happen when these force cuts go into effect. The military says that the training is going to suffer, that they're not going to be able to get ships to the Persian Gulf, that we can't inspect meat, the planes are going to slow down. Mm-hmm. If it is this dire, and everyone agrees it is this dire, what happens? Congress goes on recess and the president goes golfing. Why isn't somebody in a room somewhere in a shirt they've had on for 3 days ordering takeout pizza with a bunch of people trying to figure it out if it's that bad?
That's exactly what we should be doing, and I won't put all the blame on the president of the United States, but the president leads. The president should be calling us over somewhere, Camp David, the White House, somewhere, and us sitting down and trying to avert these cuts. Let me just say a word about the cuts really quickly. We have already cut $87 billion out of defense under Secretary Gates. We are on track to cut another $487 billion already out of defense. Now you lay on top of that these enormous reductions as well. Then, and by the way, defense is 19%. of the overall discretionary budget. Defense has taken 50% of the cuts. And if we don't believe our military leaders, then who in the world do we believe? And I think that what we are doing now to the men and women who are serving is unconscionable, because they deserve a predictable life in the military. And also these federal employees who don't know whether they're going to be laid off or not, not to mention these contractors.
Doesn't it make my point? No. Shouldn't somebody somewhere
absolutely
be
and I
in
stand,
a building to figure
I
out?
Stand right. Senator Levin and Senator Graham and Senator Ayotte and I and Senator Reid tried a year ago. A year ago, Senator Graham and I and Senator Ayotte went around the country to these various places, including Norfolk, Virginia, where the president, I understand, is going this coming week, warning of the effects of these cuts. And I say to my Republican friends, if you want to just give the president flexibility as to how to enact these cuts in defense spending, then why don't we go home and just give him the money? I am totally opposed to that. We spent too long on defense authorization and finding out what this country needs to secure this country without saying, hey, well, we'll just let the president have the, quote, flexibility. That's not the answer. The answer is to prevent these reductions. We are already cutting defense. I can find lots of waste and mismanagement, but by God, across-the-board cuts are the worst and most cowardly way to approach this situation.
Who agrees with Senator McCain? 888-302-3684. The business about dire cuts that they've cut in the military, the most miserable excuse. And this is really, when you talk about the things, you know, we have to take care of all these people. What about all of the government contracts that have been made to all these big defense contractors, especially for planes or weapons that the government, Defense Department says doesn't need, but the politicians push it through? What about that? You folks who want to think about this in a positive way, or at least some constructive way. Here's radio host Dean Lane with Ken Walsh from U.S. News and World Report. They talk about the way the President and Congress are approaching this. In other words, whether or not the President is overplaying his hand in the run-up to the sequester date.
We saw the president come out pretty strongly about this, Ken. Do you think he has the PR advantage here? We already know he has the bully pulpit. He won the election. Are those the main factors if he does?
Well, I think so. I think that we've seen this kind of thing happen before with confrontations between presidents and Congress. Members of Congress don't have basically one person that speaks for them. They don't have a unified message, but the president does. And he, I think, is very well aware of the polls, and partly he has created this environment where people are on his side on this. If you look at the polling, people do favor what he calls a balanced approach, a combination of revenue or new taxes and spending cuts, not just the spending cuts that the congressional Republicans are favoring. So I think President Obama does have the advantage here, and you're going to see that for the rest of this week, because it doesn't seem to be a lot of movement on this avoiding the sequester. Today, you're going to see White House officials doing a conference call with the media, giving a state-by-state breakdown of the impact that they see of the sequester. So they're reaching out to the grassroots, and the Republicans really don't have anything to match this with.
Well, with the president going so strongly after the possible, you know, effects that this could have, with the president trying to drive these things home so strongly, does he run the risk of overplaying his hand, of making things out to be worse than they actually are? Republicans are accusing him of fear-mongering and saying that what he's doing is beneath the office of the presidency.
Right. You are getting a lot of that. I think that's really basically the only response that the Republicans can have right now. And there is a tightrope walk that the president has to do with the other officials in the administration. But they have to manage the sequester. They're the ones who have to decide where the cuts will be felt first and set the priority. So once this gets going, if it does, these automatic cuts, then the ball will be in the administration's court as to where the impacts will be. So they don't want the impact to be too great, particularly with vulnerable areas of the population or the middle class, but at the same time, they do have to make these cuts. So it's not going to be easy for the president, but I think it's actually, in a public relations sense, up to this point, he's had really all the cards to play, and the Republicans have been playing catch-up.
All right, so let's get one more piece of the pie, and we'll take some of your calls here at 888-302-3684. Looking at some of the headlines today, sequester is stupid, reads one of them. Let's see here. For the U.S., a new season of uncertainty. Who will the public blame if the sequester hits? The White House and sending out all the people that they have to scare everybody. That's part of the whole plan here of conquer and divide, which the Democrats have been, both parties have been doing now for too many years. It sort of reminds me of Mrs. Clinton, God love her, when there was a discussion, she was a senator at the time, of cutting the amount of subsidy going to PBS would be a great way to save hundreds of millions of dollars here. She would go, "Oh, Barney, no! We can't cut Barney now! Oh, my God, it's terrible!" PBS, the public broadcasting system, doesn't need a dime of your money to survive and thrive. They make so much money as a nonprofit in many, many of these programs and services they offer. The begathons bring in millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars. It's an insult, actually. It really is an insult, the way some of this stuff gets played. Anyway, here's host Jerry Jeff Walker talking about some of the dire warnings coming from the White House.
The automatic sequester, March 1st. Dun-dun! The White House warning. All kinds of dire warnings about shutting down airports, delayed flights, solving the problem by laying off air traffic controllers. Automatic, drastic, draconian cuts to the Pentagon and the military. Our security as a nation at risk? No. Say it's not true. $85 billion. The White House will say that the Republicans in Congress are putting your children at risk, putting the nation in peril because they refuse to buckle under to Obama's demands. The Republicans, for their part, will say, and possibly rightly so, that the president, no matter what he says, is not willing to budge one inch, one iota, after his so-called mandate of a second term.
Right. 888-302-DOUG. The effort by the White House to put the Republicans on the defensive seems to be, in certain corners, maybe many of them, blowing up in their faces. Don't you think they're laying it on a little bit thick? If you saw some of the releases over the weekend, the White House has put state by state what would happen to the budgets in your state if this thing goes into effect. At what point in our history have we become this dependent on federal spending, federal money, and federal programs? It is sick. Instead of, this is supposed to be a capitalistic country, right? 888-302-3684. Your call's up next here on The Countdown.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Just stay away from me today. Why? I'm in a pretty bad mood. Now, there are two options that I can do when I'm in a bad mood. The first option is to do what everybody does and find someone that I can share my misery with so that I can get it off my chest, I can get it off my plate, and put the burden on someone else. I mean, that's a lot of fun. We all do it. But you know what? I don't want to do that. If I'm in a bad mood, I'd like you to stay out of my way because I want to deal with the problem myself. I don't want to get you involved, and I don't want to get you down. And it is the same thing when we come home from work or we meet people in the office. We need to do more of that. We need to say, you know what? I'm not in a particularly good mood today. I'm going to solve it myself. I don't want to get you involved. But thank you so much for expressing concern. When you're in a bad mood, stay away from others and use techniques to turn it around for good. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the tool mega sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Danny, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the tool mega sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, we continue now with your opinions on the sequester cuts and how it's being handled by Congress. Let's get started with Rich, who's in Minnesota. Some thoughts on what ought to be cut first.
This is getting kind of stupid with the current war, that we are in excess of World War One, World War Two together. I would also caution America on the fact that we're now having wars on words, such as terror, instead of wars on actual things that are tangible. This is starting to get a little out of control. Number two, as far as the blame on this, all of them are to blame. We have checks and balances in this country. The executive and legislative are both to blame on this. And number three, the House having a sequester meeting and how it would impact the military and stuff like that. And the Defense Secretary had stated that, well, the sequester isn't going to affect me at all. And one of the congressmen there had said that, you know, the sequester is going to affect the rest of the nation, and I suggest that it affect all of us, too. I think it really should. I don't think that the rest of the nation should be affected, and the people that are causing the sequestration issue not be affected. That's insane to me.
888-302-3684 is the number have handy by email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's Matthew in Maryland blaming Congress.
First of all, the president wouldn't have to have come up with the idea of sequestration if we had a competent Congress that could actually pass a budget on time. So if you look at the past several years, I mean, when has Congress actually passed? When was the last time they actually passed the budget on time? It's been years. And it always comes down to the last week or 2 weeks, Congress takes a break, everybody gets upset, they think, oh wow, how can Congress, you know, take a break in the midst of such a dire situation, you know, and when the country really needs them, you know, and then at the last minute they swoop in and they make a last minute decision and they come out and they, I don't know if they think they look like heroes by making the decision last minute, but they really don't. I mean, if Congress needs to do their job, they need to pass the budget on time and not force the President of the United States to come up with an idea like sequestration to get them to actually do their jobs. The quick point is, you know, and for Congress to turn around and you got Republicans and coming around and saying, oh, this was the President's idea, it boils down to yet another political tactic to say, you know, oh, wow, you know, we shouldn't have this President in office in the first place. He comes up with bad ideas like sequestration. You know, this was passed by Congress, and it's signed by the President. So every act, everything that everything wrong with this country right now boils down to the Congress, not the President. And I mean, I'm not saying the President doesn't play a large role in this, but it's Congress as well.
All right, Mickey in Alabama, you're on.
How can the Republicans say that the sequestration is such a big concern to them, and they have taken it, and they have gotten us tied up in all of these wars, and then they come back and they use this line and tell all of these lies about how they're engaging in how trying to bring this to fruition, that it's going to hurt the people to the point that we don't need this.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, if we were to take the top 10 award winners and count them down, I guess that would be an interesting thing, an interesting exercise to do. So let's go backwards using our big voice announcer, shall we?
Number 10.
The best original score goes to Life of Pi. Can I be the announcer? I could be the announcer at the Academy Awards. Best original score, Life of Pi.
Number 9.
Best original song, Skyfall by Adele. We finally figured out what her last name was.
Number 8.
Best original screenplay, Django Unchained.
Number 7.
Best adapted screenplay, Argo.
Number 6.
Best animated feature, Brave.
Number 5.
Best director, Ang Lee. This is the top 5 of the only ones that anybody really cares about. Best director was Ang Lee for Life.
Number 4.
Best supporting actress, Anne Hathaway, Les Mis.
Number 3.
Best supporting actor, Christopher Waltz from Django Unchained.
Number 2.
Best actress, Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook.
number one.
Daniel Day-Lewis won for Lincoln, and the best picture was Argo. I was very satisfied. Were you with the best actor? I did not see Silver Linings Playbook. I'm not one that likes to go to movies that are as described there, pretty negative or sad or. I don't know, but it does get a lot of attention. A lot of people saw it, so it's good that she won. She seems like an affable sort. I wasn't happy that Christopher Waltz won for Django Unchained. Anne Hathaway certainly has gotten a lot of attention and deserved it for the job she did in Les Mis. Best Director, Life of Pi. I have not seen that, but I've heard it's been touted as being an amazing experience. So anyway, those are the top 10 award winners. Seth MacFarlane was the host of the Academy Award winning Academy Award show. Is he someone that ought to win an award for a good job? How I guess in terms of a general overview here of the Oscars, the poll today at DougStephan.com, what would you like to say about last night's Oscars? Who was the, what was it, or who was it you like best? A, Seth MacFarlane, B, Barbara Streisand, C, the James Bond tribute. I thought that was weak, kind of fizzled, because none of the James Bond stars were there. Where were they? Why weren't they up on stage? Everybody was asking themselves the same question, right? Michelle Obama, I thought that was not a disgrace, but I thought it was pretty outrageous and way over the top political and a way big, even though she did a nice job, a big tune-out for people who don't like the Obamas one way or another. I know you say you ought to get over it, but anyway. Movie musical tribute, do you like that best? Anything else? Did you watch it last night? As part of the question, the probe at the poll position at DougStephan.com. Here's Seth MacFarlane laughing at the violence and cursing in Django.
Django Unchained. Now that was an intense film. This is the story of a man fighting to get back his woman, who's been subjected to unthinkable violence. Or as Chris Brown and Rihanna call it, a date movie. Oh, no. Now that's what we were afraid he would do. That's as bad as it gets if it makes you feel better. It's really not as bad as it gets. A lot of controversy over the multiple uses of the N-word in the film. I'm told apparently the screenplay is loosely based on Mel Gibson's voicemails. Is that right? Oh, so you're on his side.
There we go. I don't know. McFarlane did okay. I didn't think he was great, but he was okay. William Shatner, as far as I'm concerned, as usual, stole the show as Captain Kirk, interrupting McFarlane's opening monologue.
Come in, Dolby Theater. This is Captain James T. Kirk with Broadway. Will you respond?
Captain Kirk, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm here to stop you from doing what you're about to do. The show's a disaster.
What are you talking about? It's going fine.
No, it's not. Listen to me. I've come back in time from the 23rd century to stop you from destroying the Academy Awards. This is a newspaper headline from tomorrow morning.
Seth MacFarlane, worst Oscar host ever. Is that bad?
Your jokes are tasteless and inappropriate, and everyone ends up hating you. Why couldn't they just get Tina and Amy to host the show? Yeah. Why can't Tina and Amy host everything?
Okay, I know. I'm sorry. They'll be hosting next year. But look, just tell me what it is that I do wrong.
Yeah. All right, so a couple of moments from the Oscars. Certainly something to be a lot of buzz about today, and we'll probably have some more of it tomorrow as we spend this hour reviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Stephan at 59 past the hour on the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.